The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, marketers and SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. And today we're going to discuss SEO for site migrations and internationalization. Joining me today is Rodrigo Lasanta, who is the lead SEO specialist at Digivate, which is a digital marketing agency that uses data, technology, and user psychology to make their clients stand out online. Today, Rodrigo and I are going to discuss the importance of SEO in website redesign and migrations.
This podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Rodrigo Lasanta, the lead SEO specialist at Digivate. Rodrigo, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thrilled to have you. It's exciting to get into the weeds on a topic here that is critical to a lot of SEOs, right? A lot of us may spend some time on the design side, on the migration side, but the reality is that that's not a solo effort, right? Design and migrations is a team effort. It's a company-wide effort. And the beauty is that you're coming from an agency that's a full-service agency, right? So you're very fortunate. You kind of get to see the full spectrum versus how maybe a lot of our listeners, they might just be on the SEO team or they might be on a different type of agency that doesn't specialize in full digital services. And so like, my first question here for you, Rodrigo, is what really stands out to you on the people side of managing a project such as a website redesign or a migration?
So, I mean, in my opinion, the most important thing is actually the communication between the teams. Because in the end, you're going to have two teams. You're going to have your development team and you're going to have your SEO team if SEO is really involved in the website redesign. And you really need strong communication because sometimes your dev team might go to the client and they might get information that probably sometimes doesn't go to you. So it is important that you are on board with everything that really can affect the SEO side of it. So when you are really working with your devs on the website redesign, you are on board with everything and you do the effective part of your SEO.
Yeah, no doubt. I think you nailed it right there, right? Communication is the key component there. So let's talk a little bit more about that and other important factors in a site redesign and migration. Where does this journey typically start? Like, how do you guys see this at Digivate? Like, how does it begin, right? Like, where does the whole conversation start with the client in terms of a conversation about redesign or migration?
So we usually have like two different types of conversations, right? We have one first conversation where we are rebuilding or redesigning a website for an SEO client. In that case, we go to the client and we say to them, look, if we are doing this, because we have been building your SEO for X amount of time and it's doing very well, and you have a lot of organic traffic going to the website, etc. With a website redesign, there is a risk of that organic traffic to be impacted by this. So we need to do be involved in the website redesign as well as our dev team. And the other conversation might happen when we do this for a client that we don't do SEO for, right? So it's just maybe a development project. And this is when I discuss directly with my head of development that they need to pitch, as part of the dev project, they need to propose that we include SEO in there. Because that way, if they have any organic traffic going to the website, even though if they are not doing any SEO, we can still keep that traffic. And we reduce as much as possible the chances of the website redesign having a negative impact.
Right. I mean, you brought up a lot of really interesting points there, right? I want to break some of these down because they're so important to the whole concept of redesign and migration. So let's start with the one that I think is the most critical here, which is KPIs, right?
Yeah.
How do you start looking at KPIs in a redesign or migration? What are some of the experiences and numbers that you look at often when doing a project like this?
The main metrics I check are mainly two things, but I'm going to name three. So it's mainly rankings. Check if the rank, how they fluctuate after going live, and organic traffic, obviously. The third one is leads. But after we go live, I usually don't check leads directly, because sometimes you need to get more data, because sometimes people need to adapt to the new website, you know, to be able to really make decisions based on how people are really behaving with the new website redesign. So those are the three main areas for me, like organic traffic, rankings, and leads.
Absolutely. So, you know, Rodrigo, I mean, like on this KPIs component, and specifically as you're looking at, you know, performance, traffic, rankings, a redesign project or a migration project takes time, right? And there's a beginning and an end to this. When do you start looking at these metrics, and when do you start tracking these kinds of KPIs?
So in terms of the rankings and the organic traffic, we basically look at them at the beginning of the project. And mainly we monitor them very closely right before going live, okay? So that's when the key aspects are going to happen, because that's when the new website redesign is going to be in front of the users and it's going to be in Google and other search engines. So it's right before going live and right after. That's where we need to make the comparison of how things have changed in terms of organic traffic, rankings, and leads as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the interesting thing, right, is that journey starts early in terms of collecting this data so that you can go through the whole life cycle of the design and migration effort. Let's go back to the beginning of a project like this. You know, you talked about how these projects typically start off at Digivate, and then, you know, they kind of folded the conversation into KPIs and metrics. But there are some really important partners in a redesign or migration. There are design partners, there are engineering partners or development partners. As an SEO, in these relationships and in these projects, how do you best organize yourself in supporting those teams and in getting the SEO outcomes you want?
So the most important thing here is that everyone involved in the project understand what is the role of SEO, okay? I have been in projects before when we didn't have, maybe like years ago, when we didn't have the communication that I have right now between my team and the dev team. So they didn't understand why we were recommending the things we were recommending as part of the website redesign. So it is very important that they understand why we have SEO here. They understand that there is a risk of losing organic performance and in the end might affect the business. Once we have that, then you're going to solve a lot of problems, because you can communicate with your dev team much better. They are going to understand very well all the actions that they need to implement, and everything is going to be smooth and very easy to implement.
Time for a 1-minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
That's right. I mean, I guess the other interesting component there, right, is that there's going to be challenges that come up, right? Working with those teams, engineering and design, you're going to run into situations where you might have a contrary point of view, or you might have a need or an ask that is critical to the way that Google crawls or accesses the content or the information on the page. When those situations come up, Rodrigo, how do you address that? How do you manage those types of expectations with those partners?
Okay, that's a great question. So that's when we usually have a lot of discussions about, because yeah, many times the design is not, how can I say, perfect from an SEO point of view, but changing it might be very challenging, and maybe it's going to cost the client a lot of more money. If that's the case, we usually try to adapt SEO to that design, and we set the expectations with the client of, look, if we go live with this, I mean, it's good. It's not ideal, but there is ways. There are a lot of things that we can do with this design, and obviously we can work with it, we can adapt it. And that adaptation comes from the communication with the different teams. With CRO team is usually involved as well. So they obviously impact a lot of the design of the pages. So we need to find like a mid ground between SEO and CRO, and then with whatever the dev team can do as well. So it usually happens that we have a lot of discussions, and we always fight for our thing. So I fight for SEO, some people fight for CRO, and we just need to find something in between so we meet there and we can do something and we all adapt to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you know, finding the middle ground or something that works for everybody is critical in these steps. Pulling in, you just brought up a really good point, pulling in like CRO folks or business folks that have some sort of stake in the ground in terms of the performance and the outcome. They're really helpful and beneficial in determining and making good decisions on what needs to happen in a site redesign or migration. So, you know, when we're ready to go live, right, you know, all this work, all this communication, the KPIs are set, the goals are set, the reporting is set. What do you guys do before going live from an SEO standpoint?
Okay, so at Divaid, before we do anything, we always ask for a backup of the current website. So in case anything goes wrong, you always have a way of going back to that. After that, we do what we call a pre-launch SEO checks, which is, just saying it quickly, is like a quick SEO audit of the website, of the staging website before going live, to ensure that when we go live, everything is SEO friendly and is SEO optimized, and we reduce as much as possible a potential negative impact on the website. In terms of the things that we check as part of this, we check if any URLs have been changed. If they have been changed, for example, we need to 301 redirect them. Otherwise, they are going to become 404s, and it's likely that it's going to impact the traffic, the metadata of the website as well. We need to make sure that it is either the same as the old website or better. Otherwise, it's going to impact the rankings, the copy, H1 tags, speed, the XML sitemap, mobile friendliness. It's basically a lot of different technical aspects that we check to ensure that the foundation of the new website is solid from an SEO point of view.
Absolutely. So we get to that place, right, Rodrigo, where it's like, hey, all the checks are done. The checklist is good. We've agreed with design. We've agreed with engineering. Everything's ready to go live. The big day comes and we're about to launch. What happens after launch?
So as soon as we launch the websites, I do another round of checks. So I ensure that everything is well. So I crawl the website and I do like a very quick technical SEO with it to ensure that all the metadata is in the right place, that there are no 404s on the website, all the redirects that we implemented before are working correctly, all the internal links are pointing to the final destinations, the speed of the website is good, the core web vitals are passed as well, so the website is mobile friendly, and we submit the sitemap to Search Console as well, because obviously many of the pages are gonna, they might be new, so it's good to submit the sitemap. And yeah, and this is when we start monitoring the performance very, very closely. And one of the things that I always recommend is to not make very drastic changes as soon as you go live with your new website. Because, you know, some people might panic a little bit and they are like, oh, I just changed this and changed that. Well, as soon as you go live, you probably don't have enough data. And it's not a good thing to make drastic actions without enough data to support them. So I usually give it like a couple of weeks to understand how the website is behaving. And based on that, yeah, we can make changes if they are not going as we expected and just implement them.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think you nailed a lot of great points there in terms of what happens after the migration, but I really appreciate that advice about limiting the amount of changes that happen after going live, right? Letting Google really get a clear understanding of what's happened, where did the changes occur, and ensuring they can recalibrate and understand the value of the page and the content that's been created. So last question for you here, Rodrigo, and I'm kind of curious to get your view on some of your successes in this world, right? You guys have done this many times. Any success stories or projects that you'd love to share with our listeners that you felt really went well and why that went well?
Absolutely. So I have been involved in a lot of projects almost since I started at the company. I can give you a very good success story. And this was a client of us that came to us in August 2018, I think it was. And it was a health-related website. And if you remember, in August that year, Google released Medic Update. As soon as we started working with them, they were hit by the update. Really badly, actually. Like in a month, they lost all the performance. The website was very, very spammy. We were actually telling them during the first month, like, we need to change everything. And we asked them, look, we need to redesign the whole website. And we went live after a few months working with them. And after we went live, we waited for 3-4 weeks and we started to see some rankings going up. And I tell you that after 3-4 months of going live, we outranked for a lot of relevant keywords to our competitors. They are still a client of us. They have been with us for 6 years already. Almost 6 years, and they are very happy, and they are even growing now, like even more than before, and they are driving a lot of traffic, a lot of leads. So that is probably one of the examples. I have more, but that one was special because I think it was my first one of seeing something that big in terms of performance, and because they were coming from an algorithm update that hit them really badly.
Right. Well, that's a great place to wrap up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thank you to Rodrigo Lasanta, lead SEO specialist at Digivate, for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Rodrigo and I are going to discuss hreflang tags relevancy for international websites. If you can't wait until our next episode and would like to learn more about Rodrigo, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company website, digivate.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.